This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
Hi, everyone. On today's show, I am joined by Mark Steadman. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, before I started this, I'm a qualified butcher, and there's just no work about at the moment, so I thought I'd try and change my work skills.
Okay, so have you always wanted to be a plumber then?
No, it's just something different. I've always worked with my hands being a butcher, so just thought getting to plumbing, it'd be something different, maybe earn a little bit more money.
Okay, so how are you finding the studying at home part of the course then?
A bit daunting at first, because not knowing anything about it at all, it's just a little bit daunting when you start reading the modules.
So have you been getting any practical experience outside of the course then?
No, nothing. Not at the moment. You see, a lot of people won't take you on as a trainee plumber, even if you've got until you got your qualification.
So you're on your practical training down in Southampton at the moment. How are you finding that?
That's fine.
So you're on your, is it week four of the plumbing you're on?
Yeah,
you're on
week practical. Four, yeah.
What sort of stuff have you been doing then in those 4 weeks?
Well, first we started to learn on how to bend pipe and how to fit in bathrooms, and now, like today, we've just done an airing cupboard, bit of hot water system and stuff like that, and maintenance on taps and showers and stuff like that. All the basic stuff, so we get to know our way around what we've got to do when we go out to work for ourselves or whatever.
What would you say your favourite bit of the course has been so far?
The practical work's the favourite bit, because you can get your hands on it. A lot of people don't like reading. Get bored with reading, so they shouldn't do it. Like me, I shouldn't do the practical work and do the reading. But you've got to do it, so it don't help when you've got 5 kids running around indoors.
So, Mark, what tips or advice would you give to someone who wants to do what you're doing and retrain as a plumber or an electrician or something like that? What tips would you give them?
Just go for it. The best thing you do is just get stuck in and go for it. Because if you don't do it yourself, no one else is going to help you in this day and age.
What's your plans for the future then? When you finish your course, or say in a year's time, what are your plans?
Well, hopefully to go, like, get a job for a firm for a little while and get some more practical experience. Then go to self-employed and start working for myself.
So, Mark, if you had to sum up your whole course so far, your whole experience with Train for Trade Skills, what would you say?
I'd say it was fairly good. It's just, say, a lot of people, lots of me when I first started doing it, it was daunting. But you slowly get into it and you get used to doing it. Just get stuck in. It's the best way to do it, just get stuck in.
Okay, Mark, thank you for joining us.
That's fine, thank you.
You have been listening to another podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio. To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.